All right, let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Proverbs, chapter 27. Proverbs 27. I'd like to look at verse 11. Proverbs 27:11. My son, be wise, and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproacheth me. You know, I always like to take the Proverbs and set forth the natural understanding. There's always a natural understanding to the book of Proverbs. It's a book of wisdom, and that which is set forth, these wise precepts, we would do well to give them some heartful thinking. And what the Spirit of God has moved Solomon to express this morning is this. A parent, a responsible parent, desires toward his son, toward his children, to be wise in their conduct, in their decision. That's what it says. My son, be wise. Parents want their children to conduct themselves wisely, that the uprightness of the child's actions would prove to be the best answer to any attack that would be made upon the character or the intent of the parent's ability to raise, to teach that child. They want their children be responsible. That's what he's saying. Be wise. Make my heart glad. Why? Because respectful children reflect the parents. I want my kids to act responsibly. I want my kids to act like believers. I want to be responsible. I mean, get a job. Get married. Be a husband. Married, be a wife. Your parent, be a parent. Raise them according to these precepts. Act responsibly. That's what I want. No responsible parent wants their children to be irresponsible. Now, as parents are born into this world and they love faithfulness in their children, the Heavenly Father. Father revealed His love for the faithfulness of His only begotten Son. On two occasions, the Father spoke from heaven and He declared this truth. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Well pleased in what? Well, the Father sent the Son into this world on purpose. He came into this world to save a people of God's choosing, of the Father's choosing. The Father gave Him a people. And these elect, given unto the Son, He had from the Father the responsibility of their salvation. And that salvation must be accomplished, but it must be accomplished according to the character of Almighty God, His holiness, His justice, His righteousness. that all reproaches that would be levied against the Father would be answered by the faithfulness of the Son. Whatever he gave him a commission. This is the will of Him that sent me, that of all that He's given me, I should lose none. I should raise them up at the last day. But coming into this world, that accomplishment, the accomplishment of God's will, it's going to have to be done according to God's character. So with that truth in mind, I told you the natural thing about parents want their kids to be responsible. You know that. Concerning the Father, speaking to the Son, the submissive servant. And you know, before I go into this, this doesn't need to be said, you understand this, but as God, the Father would not be instructing him. He's God, but as the submissive man, Christ Jesus. God, man. Servant of Jehovah. Here's the Father instructing him, and here's the Son. He's going to bow. He's going to hear. He said, "The words that I speak, Father gave those words to me." So he listened to this. My son. And here's the Father now speaking. My son. Now, to not be wise above that which is revealed in Scripture, and knowing that our present falling state, it's impossible for us to know the Son as we would desire. The Father knows the Son. That's what the Lord says. The Father knows me, I know the Father. But I'm telling you that by faith, we believe when Almighty God declares, "This is my only begotten to come from." To come from me. This is my only begotten Son. This is what we say. As God says that Christ is His Son. He's His Son. My Son. The Scripture declares Him to be the Son of God. In His twofold nature, God, man, totally God, totally man, in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to that everlasting covenant of God's grace, the Son has stood in holy agreement with the Father, with the Spirit, to be the surety. I'm going to answer. I will do that which the Father has commissioned me to do. I'll answer for the sheep. Because in Him, and by Him, and through Him alone, we have access to the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he's talking to him. My son. God Almighty made flesh. God. That He might live as the God-man mediator in holy obedience to His own law, that He might live as the federal head and representative of the sheep, that He might establish by His obedience their righteousness before God that's imputed to them, that He might lay down His life as their sin-atoning redeemer and substitute. So unto the servant, the humble servant of Jehovah Himself, the Father says, "My son, be wise and make my heart glad." Now, hear unto wisdom Himself, the one everlastingly loved, known, trusted of Jehovah. The Father gives this instruction. Be wise in the work that I've called you to, that I've sent you for. Be wise. Be wise that my will, that my love, my grace, my mercy, my favor toward my people might be accomplished in absolute holiness and righteousness. Be wise. Here's what he's saying. Let every thought, every word, every action of your being, let it be done in wisdom, that my will for them might be openly set forth. You be wise. Be wise. I can't, if these words were not written down here, what man would dare say this? The Spirit of God put that in there. So we in absolute agreement with what God Almighty has said. And I know that these scriptures are concerning Him. The Lord said they were. Beginning at Moses, all the scriptures He expounded unto them, those things concerning Himself. So I know what this is. I know this is concerning Christ. Be wise. Be wise. You do that which I have commissioned you to do. And then here was the heart of the Lord Jesus declaring in John 8:29, He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. I do always. I always answer the demand for righteousness before His law. By my perfect obedience, I do, always. I always satisfy the demand for His justice to His law, bearing the sheep's guilt and shedding His own blood on their behalf. I always do those things that please Him. The Lord Jesus said unto His disciples when they had gone into the town, whenever He had gone to the well in Samaria, He must needs go through Samaria. He's talking to the woman at the well and He's talking to them. They come back with something to eat. And then He makes this statement, my meat, that which satisfies me, that which I feast upon, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and finish His work. That's what I live upon. I live on that. And at the cross, He cried this, it is finished. It's finished. My son, be wise. Be wise. Be wise. Make my heart glad. Why? That I may answer him that reproacheth me, was the answer given according to the Spirit of God. Now, what is it to reproach God? Reproach God. I looked the word up. To taunt, T-A-U-N-T. To blaspheme, to defy, to rail, to upbraid. It's to call into question God's sovereign right. Turn with me to Romans chapter 9. Hold your place there in Proverbs. And turn to Romans 9. I'm going to tell you, I came across this looking at this again. This probably, and one of the writers said this, and I absolutely believe it's right. This chapter 9 right here is probably the very chapter that I would say is the most hated chapter to the carnal mind. To the carnal mind. This probably just flies in the face of man fallen in Adam. Romans chapter 9. This is it. Let me say it like this. I bet you won't find one that's more hated than this one. This chapter right here sets forth the absolute right of God to do as He will, with whom He will, as He will. Who created this world? The earth is the Lord's. and the fool is there. Brother Scott used to say, who's running this show? He worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. What the Lord said to the son, my son, you be wise. Be wise. Make my heart glad. Make my heart glad. That I may have any reproaches against me answered by your obedience. Romans chapter 9, verse 13 to 21. Now here's, you know, when we say any reproaches against the Lord, just listen to what the Word of God says. Romans 9:13. As it is written, Romans 9, verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For the Scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why doth he yet find fault? Well then, what? If he does as he will in the army of heaven among the inhabitants of the earth, he shows mercy and compassion to whomsoever he will, then how can he find fault with me or somebody else for my actions? How can he find fault with me? For who hath resisted his will? Since he's God Almighty, I don't get it. But listen to what the Spirit of God says. No, nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest, that answers again, that disputes against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor? My son, be wise. Make my heart glad that I may answer him that reproacheth me. Almighty God has declared he has a people. Started off, he said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. My question is this, does God have a right to do that? Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, well, I don't see why that's fair. Let's just refer back to verse 20. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Who are you? If God is willing in his infinite mercy to save a sinner, does God have the right to show mercy? Yeah. Does God have the right? He told Pharaoh, for this reason, I raised you up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Does God have the right to leave a man to himself? Yes. Yes. No one can reproach God justly, lay charge to him. Man by nature hates God's right to show mercy, like a Saul of Tarsus. It was a rebel against God. He had papers of authority, and he's going to get all who were of the way. And God stopped him. God stopped him. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Stopped him in his tracks. Did God have the right to stop him? Yes. What if God leaves Pharaoh to himself to do exactly what he wanted to do? Listen, listen. Now listen to what I'm saying. All that hear the word of God and lay a reproach toward God, you are not fair. You are not as I think you should be. It should have been, listen, if God leaves a man or a woman to do exactly what they want to do, not bow, not agree, not come, not cast themselves upon the mercy of God. If God leaves a man or a woman to themselves to argue and to reproach against him, if he leaves you alone, does he do you wrong by leaving you alone? No. Man does just what he wants to do. He wants to do that. If God leaves a man, leaves a woman to themselves, they're doing what they want to do. And therefore, you cannot blame God allowing you to do what you want to do and then judge you for it. You can't blame God for that. But if God is pleased to spare another, relinquishing no justice whatsoever, pleased to pluck one out of the bondage of sin, does God have the right to do that? Show mercy? Yes. Yes. But how can God do that? He's God. He's God. How can God be just and justify a sinner? How can God be just in punishing sin and still justify a rebel against him? It was answered. We've read it so many times, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He has made him, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God as him. Listen, God is just, and he is a merciful Savior. He's never unfair. He's never unfair. Ephesians 1, 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. But never at the expense of his justice. God never lowers his demand for justice, that he might show mercy. We told Moses, I will be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. I'll show mercy on whom I'll show mercy. And no man has the right to question or reply against God or say unto him, why hast thou made me thus? Man does what he wants to do. And God does too. If God's pleased to pluck a man out of the darkness of sin, gives him a new heart, and makes that man, that woman, willing in the day of his power, what do they want to do now? I want to come. I want to bow. I want to cry out for mercy. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for the stupidity of my heart. You're looking at the biggest rebel in the world. You've never seen a rebel. You've never met one in your lifetime that was greater than me. Argue against God. Call into question His right. Oh, listen. If a sinner perishes, just take this to heart. I'm going to stop right here. If a sinner perishes, he does so because he wanted to. This book declares that God delights in mercy. Somebody asked Charles Spurgeon one time, "Well, you're talking about the elect, and only the elect are going to be saved." And let me tell you what, my friend. You need mercy? Do you desire mercy? Cast yourself upon the mercy of God. You say, what if I'm not one of the elect? What if you are? Come to Christ. If one perishes, remember this. He wanted to. If another is redeemed, regenerated and kept by the power of God, it's because God was pleased to save him. If you've been made to see yourself in need, cast yourself upon the mercy of God. My son, be wise. Make my heart glad that all the reproaches against me and the questions against me will be answered by your actions. He came into this world, God Almighty, and bowed. He bowed. Submitted himself even to the death of the cross. Why will you perish? Why will you perish? I pray the Lord bless these words to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen. All right.